It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. President-elect Donald Trump continues his thank you tour with rallies in Louisiana and Michigan today. Yesterday, we learned that the CEO of Hardee's and Carl's Jr., Andrew Puzder, is Trump's nominee to lead the Labor Department. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been looking into what that choice could mean for workers.
Puzder is the head of CKE Restaurants and credited with reviving the Hardee's and Carl's Jr. brands. Gary Bertlis is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
A CEO where a lot of workers might be covered by minimum wage legislation would be expected to be opposed to changes to raise the minimum wage or increase the proportion of workers who are covered by the overtime pay rules.
Opponents of the appointment say that Puzder has made a lot of money exploiting workers' rights. Puzder's also been a big proponent of automation at Hardee's and Carl's Jr., saying that machines are always polite, never show up late, and never take a vacation. Eric Brynjolfsson is a professor at MIT. He says automation could be good.
Automation allows us to create more wealth with less work. The real question is, are we also going to do the necessary retraining and reorganizing the economy so that that prosperity is widely shared?
As Labor Secretary, Puzder would oversee federal investigations of worker safety laws and regulations. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.